blame Simchat Chanukah the Tanishma on the two sons of Aharon died. Not that they are dead. Why did they die? So the passage says, they did something Asher Lo Tzivu Oisam. They did something that they were not commanded. So the passage seems to say that they brought a korban that was not called for. And then it's Rashi quotes from the Tehanim, the Machlekes HaZeh, the Yitzhak Rabbi, the Machlekes HaZeh, what are they, what they do? The Mesa B'nei Aharon are always Shehoi Allah HaBesnei Moshe Rabban. Why are Allah HaBesnei Rabban Chayim? Tomorrow has a whole school in Erevin, Perek Ador, about the details of these dinim. When does a person violate this dinim? Why are Allah HaBesnei Rabban? See, he's this, Chayim, he's the Shaman, doesn't he? He's the Shaman. He's the Shaman. The other Thomas says, no, Rabbi, he's not on the street, yeah, he's in Surah Migdash. They violated a different dinim. Say that Kukish, Acha Misafran, take it yesterday down, he should have told you to see what Aaron Akoin, that he shouldn't drink Yahim Shechash, he's about to enter into the, to do Aveda. So the Tanayim have enough latest exactly what Aveda warranted the Reinish Misa, but the both shot him the and then the Medish has more, Shechash, what their chet was. One time it says that they were slow in getting married, and so filling the mitzvah of Tirith Ridyam. And one is Mavat and Mr. Tirvidi, he takes his time, he waits till he's 35 years old, so he's Chayim Shabbat Shamayim. Different Shitas in Tanayim. What is the Yanish Mitzvah? The Shamayim, that means he's Be'ez Shamayim. So all of the Kshatim are a little difficult, doesn't the Chumash say a different time? The Chumash says. But your people of Ne'ash and Ezra shall like see by son. No, doesn't say in the Chumash that are there. So the Stan of the Kshat is like this. I guess the Stan of the Kshat is like this. After looking in the Farshim. So the Torah says that they did an Avera, which was a terrible, terrible Avera. Namely, we discussed this Avera. A person wants to do his Kavish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a Hetzer. In order to do mitzvahs, in order to learn Torah, and in order to daven, a person has to have a Rishus. You cannot just come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a special Rishus. This is our Salvation's biggest thing. It could be a Yotzai Rosh Hashanah, 2 years in a row. Every couple of years there was a theme. So this was a theme, I think, of 3 Yotzai Rosh Hashanah. So the Torah seems to imply like that, that you cannot, you're not permitted to do his Kavish HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Shus. And he gives you a Shus. Not only gives you a Shus, he's Mechayev. You have to like Tum, you have to say Krishna, and you have to daven, and you have to do this, and you have to do whatever the Chachamim require of you, and you have to do the Mitzvah Sirabonon, and you have to fulfill the Minhagim, whatever they happen to be, and so on. But if a person's going to invent his own form of Avodas Hashem, or going to compose his own Nusach HaTfilah, Dan Sheknes HaGdolah Misachim Nusach HaTfilah. God's going to make up his own Nusach HaTfilah. So the Gemara says in the Giver that it's forbidden. The Gemara says, Mikam Rielach, after the Chsimah, Anshik Nes HaGdoyla, after the conclusion of the people who are Mishkachim, who are Mishkachim, also the Shapa Bishvach HaShalmach. The Gemara says, it's forbidden to compose your own prayer or your own Sheva. As the Pulse agrees, it's called the Mio Kehima.
Did you have to
agree that
you
might, by saying, not even be able to say enough? Right, right.
The Gemara says, as far as the kind of taking
right. So you have to have you have to know how to claim. Why did Anshay Knesset HaGdolah have a Hetzer to compose a Nusach HaTfilah? Because they knew how. The Gemara says Behem Kamen Azim. That's what Chaim Volozhin points out. Why does the Braisa there in Megillah mention that there were 120 Chachamim in the Knesset? And Anshay Knesset HaGdolah, that's what we call the Knesset. Why does the Gemara say there were 120 Chachamim in Anshay Knesset HaGdolah, Behem Kamen Azim, and they composed all the Nusach HaTfilah and all the brothers? And so on. What is the Drash have to mention Behem Kamen Azim? He explains in Nefesh HaChaim that it's not for the fact that they had amongst them Behem Kamen Azim, they wouldn't have the right to compose in his course of Tfilah either. You have to be a person with a Ruach HaKodesh. You have to be quite a Ruach HaKodesh to be able to compose the proper Nusach HaTfilah, to say the correct Shevach and to say the correct Bakashir that should apply to Gan Sforis, or not just to compose the Nusach HaBakashir that applies to you and your generation. They compose the Nusach HaBracha that applies to all generations and to all Jews all over the world. So that's why the Braisa stresses Behem Kamen Azim. And then the Braisa concludes that after the Chsim of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, so it's forbidden to compose your own Nusach.
That's only for like for the Tfilah, not for an answer. I mean, obviously all the Yidduchim and everything that were composed throughout the middle, and especially in the Mashiach.
Yeah, in the middle of the Tfilah,
right.
Yeah.
It's not a problem, I mean,
a lot of them are problems. It is a big problem. There's a famous Ibn Ezra on Kohelet, where he has a whole attack against all of the youth, and for various reasons.
But I mean, we accepted them all.
Many of them, yeah, based on...
Yeah, so I mean,
they found another gemara. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the first step that you committed to add on in the middle of the bracha for Lishman Esrei, but the composer won't shed off.
No, I'm not
talking
about Lishman Esrei. I'm saying, like, you know, all the in Kiddushin or whatever, especially on
the first time
you
have
paper.
Well,
no,
Adon Olam. Use Adon Olam. Not in Lishman Esrei. The big problem.
All these things you say are big problems.
Yeah. This is a big time. Yeah. Well, no, but this is a big time. Some are against some of these. Some are against Yigdal, some are against Adon Olam also. But it's not in the middle of the Shana. That leaves us. Each person can say his own, but to compose a list for everybody, compose a list for the masses. No, the hetzer that you have to daven is because it says in Tanakh that you're supposed to daven. That's the hetzer. You're mechuyev to daven. Either man, I tell you, mechuyev, or the chacham is mechayev. So that's the hetzer. Now there's another question. How do you compose a nusach hatfilah? So the Gemara says that originally everybody said his own nusach hatfilah, and then Rashi says another one nusach for everybody. For the masses, one nusach. If he's the Nazim composed a nusach that should last for all the generations, for all the countries. Until then, and Bismana says everybody can say his own nusach. But it'll only be a... The Gemara talks about that. So the Gemara says that Shmuel HaKotan was Roy Mishras Olav Shechina, El Hashem Dollar Roy Lekah. So the Gemara says, therefore he was able to compose the Nusach. The Gemara says that he wanted... Yeah, they added on. I don't know if all the 18 brachas were originally instituted the Vas Achas, and some of them were composed in different generations. I would assume so. No? I would assume that it's a composite. Ashik Nasagdev didn't get up one day and decide, this is the Shemana Esrei. Poof, just like this. They worked it out. Yeah, and then later when they put them all together, they decided, some of them must have had less, some more, and then later, in a later generation, they put them all together, they decided to make 18 or 19, and then they found this reference in the Pasuk, what the order should be, what the number should be. I don't think that, I don't know, historically I doubt that originally, that's the way it came in the Hatchinah, there should be 18 girls. But each person, like the Rambam writes, each person said his own Nisachat Shila. It wasn't for everybody. But you want to be Nisachat for everybody and for all generations and for all countries, and then you have to have a Novi, you have to have a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. He knows. I don't think so. It's not a Sheva. It's a tefillah, but it's not a shevach. It's a krech. You have to give a krech. I don't think you need a special head for that. I don't know. Alayna is a problem. We assume Alayna was composed by Yishu Benun or somebody before the Anshek Nesachar. It's a very old Nusach Alayna. The Midrashim say that it was composed by Yishu Benun. Yeah. Okay, the Kaaba. Yeah, they're problems. The Rishonim discussed it. Rishonim discussed the people that are not in the middle of the Shana. They're problems. So the Torah says that they did an Aveira, namely that they did something Asherlo Tzivo Oisim. They wanted to do his Kaaba to Hashem without a Rishus. So that itself is an Aveira. But that itself is an Aveira that doesn't want me to do it. Where do you see this Aveira from? You see it from the last part in Vayikra, that it says these are the mitzvahs that you're not supposed to add on more mitzvahs. This is the way to do Avodas Hashem. You do these mitzvahs, the right, and the mitzvahs, the rabbanon, whatever the Torah warrants, whatever the Torah gives you the shus, and it's mechayev you to do. Whatever the Torah doesn't give you the shus, you're not supposed to do. But that first day is a terrible aver. That's an aver ha-kerlelet. He did something ha-shalot tzivu oisam, but that itself doesn't get me through the shamai. That's what the Medrash is asking. The Medrash is not asking what aver did they do. It says mechumish what aver they did. But the next pasuk base, Paragil Tosaf says about Teisei Eish Melufnei Hashem Atzoricha Loisam Vayom Usu. So for that you warrant Misa B'nei Shemai. Filon Amiach that Atzor Lavei Shikos Arim is Minyonim Arosu, but he wouldn't say that there's Misa B'nei Shemai. But you're introducing Lumen Hagel. So the Torah gives, so the Medrash gives a different answer. What's the Aver that warranted Misa B'nei Shemai? The technical Aver. This is a big Aver. Maybe this is even a bigger Aver than the Aver Shtu Yayin The Torah mentions this other, the Torah doesn't say the other other. The Torah says the other was that they did something, could be that this is a greater Avera. But this Avera technically does not warrant an Einish Mitzvah Dei Shema. The Medrash has a Machlokes Bnei Tanaim. Why do they get Vayamusu? Why do they get the Mitzvah Dei Shema? The one time it says, Amar Ha'alacha B'Shnei Rabbi, and one time it says, Shtui Yom
Yisrael.
Right? They did this, which was a terrible type of Avera, and they died because they had a technicality. Well, one time it says it. That was a technical affair. The Torah says we're gunning for these two guys. Why? Because they did something Hashaloi Tzivayis them. So what do we get them on? Like over here in the college, it happens in every institution like that. They have students in the school that they want to get rid of because they're troublemakers. But they have nothing. They can't throw a guy out because the university doesn't like him. So they get him on a technicality. But he didn't pass enough courses and he didn't do this. Yeah, no. That's the reason. I love it. It's in every organization like that. There are people that you want to get rid of, and you have to get them out of technicality just because you can't stand the guy. And he's Mishkin Mensch, that it's not on the books. It's worse. It's worse than all the other areas. A person is Mishkin Mensch. So the Baruch Hashem says he's going to give him Yisru Deshai because he's Mishkin Mensch.
Yeah.
The Torah gives a list. The right and the perceptive gives a list of people who get Yisru Deshai. Don't say, a person with Mishkin Mensch gets Yisru Deshai. A person with Mishkin Mensch will do Averis, which technically speaking get Yisru Deshai. That's a different thing. But here the Torah says that they were punished. The Torah implies that they were punished and they got a Einish Mitzvah Dei Shema. And the Medrash understands that the Mitzvah Dei Shema was not because of what it says in Pasuk Aleph, but because of something other than that. You see that now? That this per se doesn't get Mitzvah Dei Shema. The chet of doing his kavis to the Rabbanu Shlomo without a matzah doesn't get Mitzvah Dei Shema. Now they are chamur and meyari. Mitzvah Dei Shema is because of the technicality. The time I work on what the technicality is. No, because then you have the problem, why did the Torah say this Avera if that's not why they got the Mitzvah? The Torah pshat is that this is the bigger Avera of the two. The Torah singles out, the Torah mentions the Avera Chamura that they did. That was worse than everything, but that per se doesn't get the Mitzvah B'Dei Shema. Derech Klal, the Gemara assumes that you can determine by the Chomer Ha'onesh, which Aver is more Chomer than which. The Gemara has a Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanon, where the Stila says a Herik Chenek. Goes in that order, that's how we talk, and the Shimon says, no, it's straight for Stila Chenek Herik. Shimon disagrees on the first two, disagrees on the last two, as far as the order is concerned. So the Gemara Sanhedrin discusses how does each Tana know their Shita? So they all learn it out from the Chomer Ha'onesh, that we all know Aver Yisrael is the worst Aver in the world, and Aver Yisrael gets Stila, so that must be the fact that he gets Skila, that must be an indication that Skila is a greater owner. And the other time it disagrees, he gives a whole argument back and forth. So the pashtus in the sugya is that derech klal, we assume, common sense should dictate like that, that according to the Chaimah Ha'emish, you can determine how great the Chaimah Ha'aveir is. But it's not only so. We find sometimes our Lachim B'Gmash and the Fulish like that. We find sometimes that the Chaimah Ha'emish doesn't necessarily indicate that this Ha'aveir is greater than the other Ha'aveir. So perhaps over here also. That the Torah singles out this Avera. They brought an Eish Dorosh Eloi Tzivos, and that's really the bigger Avera of the two that they did. But that per se doesn't get Nisa B'Dei Shema. It's Akasha, why doesn't it get Akasha? You have sometimes exceptions to the... Yeah, the Moshel, Yehori Dval Yavor doesn't apply to Shammai. Even though Shabbos is school of Kineged Avodah Zarah. The last Machal Shabbos of Chesed is Dina Kinochi. Some person hold that it's a Dina Nasser. Others hold that it's a Dina Nasser, a Dina Rabbah. So even though it's Dina Kinochi, Dina Kinochi Avodah Zarah, the Zina Kimum al Chalatera Kulo, you still don't say you have Vayar and Chil Shabbos Bekanesh. But this is a din, and Chal Shabbos Bekanesh is Zina Kachm, it's not a draft. That's how Lachal Amash, it's a din in Shulchanah. And nevertheless, you don't say that if you have Vayar, so the Balatan, you don't say that, and it's taken, it's time. So he says, you see, that the Yoinesh doesn't always coincide, doesn't always correspond to the Chayim HaRabe. And the Gemara Sanhedrin has like that. Yeah, exception. Any other before Hestia is Yehoi Zayaza, if it's done what? Lahavra Ladah. Yeah. If it's done Lahavra Ladah. With an Anon. Yeah, if it's done with an Anon. The Torah has, after they die, these people, not Ravi, were great tzaddikim. That's how the Medrash says, they were great tzaddikim. And nevertheless, they were punished for this terrible avir. The Torah says, after they die, their cousins were asked to take their dead bodies out of the base, out of the Mishkan, and the Chutz Lamachan. And why didn't their brothers metami to them? The Rabban quotes the Kasha, the name of the, from the Raivid. Rabban doesn't quote the name of the Raivid, but he's quoting from the Pirush Raivid and the Teres Kahanim. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu command a lot of his son that they should not be metamei to their brother? Don't they have a dinner that they had? He did metamei to the Zayin Kerev, even passing the Sechayva. Why Thomas Kerev is not even a reshut? Only a Kohen Gadol is not metamei to the Zayin Kerev, only to a Meshnitz. So why didn't the Lazar his son metamei to their brother? So the writer has two answers. Rabban calls to both answers are finished. One answer gives Lazar is a Harasha, Shalola Abed, Simchas HaShom Mokhe. That this was the day of Chanukah Samikdash, I'm just going to give him a ruin the sin. And then he gives another fancy answer.
Because
they were the Kohanim and the others were not. The cousins were not Kohanim. Yeah. There were only five Kohanim in Ganson. There was Aaron and another Rabbi Lozer Yisomar. So two of them just dropped dead. So then you're going to have another two guys knocked out because they're going to be Mitzami Shabbat. There's only going to be one Kohen. So it won't look too good. As it is, it looks rough. Only three Kohanim instead of five. There'll be anybody there. Then it's a big pillar. How could it be that there were only five Kohanim and they brought all those Kohanim for so many years until they had children who were Bar Mitzvah who were able to bring Kohanim? The Pilei Kloim. How could they bring so many Kohanim? Later, for a couple of years. This has gone on for a couple of years until later on they had children who were born later who became Bar Mitzvah. Three people. Three people is very little. How did they bring a Pesach? Let's say they brought a Korban Pesach later. 2 weeks later, they brought a Korban Pesach. How did they bring a Korban Pesach? Gans, Klaus, so brought a Korban Pesach. How did they share? Right, Pesach made by the first, 2 weeks after the Chanukah Samishka. How could they? Unless they had 1,000 people mismana on one Pesach. It has to be a big, fat animal, but it can't be more than 1 year old. From Pesach has to Tesh Nasra. Tesh Shavuot Nasra is possible. The limb that's within 1 year is a very skinny limb. Very tiny. There are no 1,000 kizeis. I don't think. I don't even think there are 100 kizeis. Very little. Yeah, they did it. Of course it says they did it, but it's really a pillar. The three Kohanim brought so many Kohanim. No, it had many, many more Kohanim. There are a few hundred Kohanim there every day. Didn't move so smoothly. But they moved. They didn't. I don't know. They were not Kohanim, and only those who were born after they became Kohanim were themselves Kohanim. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was when his time and not Shalom Lezimi. Why? Because his father Elazar became a Kohen after he was born already. So he wasn't born from a Kohen, he was born from a lady. He was only a lady. So those children who were born after they were chosen as Kohanim, so those children became Kohanim. They had to wait till they were Bar Mitzvah, 13 at least, 13 years later. So for the first 13 years, there were only three Kohanim around. They were bringing an awful lot of Korbanos in the Mitzvah. So the Ramban quotes the Rabbi, he gives two answers. One answer is Shlalo Abba Simchas HaShom. Mokhim Tahi Rashon. The other answer he gives not, Tanishkin Hai Rashon. They had the din like a Mashiach Muhammad. He says that since the Pasuk says, Mitesach Amar Leshetzot and Tamusi King, because Shem and Mishchat Hashem, Aleichem, and Pasuk Zion, what does that mean? So he says that because they had a Mishchat Hashem and Amishchat, therefore they were forbidden to be Mitami to the Zion craving, and they had a din, that's how they arrived right. They had a din like on Mashiach Muhammad. What does that mean, they had a din like on Mashiach Muhammad? So Rav Chaim is quoted as saying that, Abdul Gershunik quotes this, he made sense, he quotes this in his statement, Mishpat HaMluchan, the Rambam, and others say it all the B'Shem HaKham. So Rashi says B'Shem HaKham. Other Rashi will say B'Shem HaKham. That the Gemara says in the end of, towards the end of Masechet Yumah, that of the special dinim that the Kohen Gadol has, he's only allowed to marry a psul, he's not permitted to marry even an almana, he's not permitted to be in the Tamil Mason, and all the other dinim, doesn't have any availus and so on. So some of these dinim apply to the Mashiach Muhammad, some of the dinim do not apply to the Mashiach Muhammad. Let's say Marcus, we learned it in Machlekes HaTanaim, when the Kohen Gadol dies, so the Reseach goes back, he goes back home. So what happens if the Mashiach Muhammad dies? Does he also return back home or not? Is Mashiach Muhammad dinim to Kohen Gadol or not? What's Machlekes? Say some super, but what does Machlekes depend on? What's the story? It's based on this issue, because Mashiach Muhammad has some din like a Kohen Gadol, some din not like a Kohen Gadol. That's Machlekes HaTanaim, based on the Sukkim. They get to this din of being master or etzef, and the Kloter is din like a Kohen Gadol, or din like a Kohen Hagel. So the kids say, what is the status of this fellow, this androgynous Kohen, this Mashiach Muhammad, that some din he has like a Kohen Gadol, and some din he doesn't have like a Kohen Gadol. So Rav Chaim said in the kids say, the word is that a Kohen Gadol has a Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and he has a Shem Kohen Gadol. He has Kedushas Kunik Zayla either because he's Nimshach Hashem and Amishra, or it's because he's a Merubah B'Gadim. When you Meshach something Hashem and Amishra, you Meshach the Klei HaMikdash, Klei HaMishkan, you Meshach the Mishkan itself, the Elias of the Mishkan. So then he gets the Kedushas Agul. So you Meshach the Klein Zayla, he also gets the Kedushas Agul. Or later on when they were going to the Hashem and Amishra towards the end of the Tkufas by Shmishon, Mara says that Yoshio HaMelech was going to all these things based on a Pasuk in Dira Yom. He's going to the Shem and Amishcha together with the Tzenas Amon and the Yor and everything in the basement of the Bayit Rishon. So then the Gemara says, how do they appoint their Kohen Gadol? Why do they leave with God? To leave with God also is like Kiddush Kli. Like if you put Merachas in the Sochem and the Kli Shari, so it becomes Kaddish Kiddush Tagul. And until then, after the Kiddush HaSed, only has Kiddush HaZonim Ram is there. So here too, when you put the big dekuna gedolah in a Kohen Gadol, it's like putting him into a klisharis, because the big dekuna have the status of klisharis. So he says all the time, there's a Ritzvon Kedushin says not so. He says that you have pidyon. You can be paid the big dekuna, because big dekuna only have klishas damim. They don't have a klishas agus damim there. And so he says based on kama, the kama, the kama gemara, so it's not so. And many, many gemaras are still against the Ritzvon. Dr. Lehmeth said something about it, and it's Rosh about the big dekuna gedolah. It was a prince, a big kid, you know. So the pastor is not like the Ridva. The pastor is like that. The big day kuna have that kusha have like that kusha klisha. Not to be mekadesh to korbanot, but to be mekadesh to kain. The man should be day malem, kuna also malem. So when you put the big day kuna on the kain goru, then not only while he has the big day kuna on, when you put the big day kuna on him, the kuna gdolo of the god, and then he becomes the kain goru. He becomes this kadesh, the kusha kuna gdolo forever. That's the din of the Merubah B'Gadim. So there's one din, Rav Chaim says, there's one din of Kedushas Kohen Gadol. How did he get to Kedushas Kohen Gadol? Either are they Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, or are they Merubah B'Gadim? Then there's another din that the Kohen Gadol is appointed as the Kohen Gadol. They give him the title, the office, the covet, the position. He's Nismana. This is close to Lashon from Yerushalmi. He's Nismana B'Pet. He's appointed as the Kohen Gadol. They give him the Shem Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol has both the Shem Kohen Gadol and Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The Mashiach Muhammad is Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, so he gets B'Shem and Amishcha and endows him with the Kedushas Kunek Doyla, but they don't give him an appointment, they don't give him a title of a Kohen Gadol, he's a plain Kohen Hedyot, so he doesn't have the Minui, he doesn't have the Shem Kohen Gadol, but he has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So therefore, those Dinim of Kohen Gadol that depend on Kedushas Kunek Doyla, he will have. Those Dinim of Kohen Gadol that depend on Shem Kohen Gadol, he will not have, because the Mashiach Muhammad does not have a Shem Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara, the end of Yom, has the Machlekes HaTanaim. Which din depend on Shem Kohen Gadol? Which din depend on Kedushas Kohen Gadol? So here, the Ravid and the Rambam write a lesson that since it says, Kishem and Mishchat Hashem Aleichem, that the first four Kohanim, Nadar Avi, Elazar, Yisomar, Aaron HaKohen was appointed as the Kohen Gadol. So he had Kedushas Kohen Gadol and Shem Kohen Gadol. The four sons of Aaron, Nadar Avi, Elazar, Yisomar, they all got Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, but they were not appointed as Kohen Gadol. So they all had Kedushas Kunek Doyla. A normal Kohen doesn't get Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. But these four did. They had no other way. That was the way we initiated their Kedushas Kunek. So since they had Mashiach B'Shem Ramishcha, so they had Kedushas Kunas Bola, but they didn't have a Shekhin Bola. So that's why the Ramban, and the Ravid write that they had Dinam Kimashuach Mochamo. Exactly the same thing as Mashiach Mochamo. They had a Kedushas Kunas Bola without a Shekhin Bola. And the Gemara says in the end of Yuma that the Mashiach Mochamo is also the Tamil Nation. So maybe that's what the Ravid and Ramban write. Maybe it wasn't the Hirasha only. Kadesh Lola Arbeid Simchas HaShamach. Maybe it was a real Din Lazar. That whoever had such an androgynous status, that he had the Kedushas Kunas Bola, even without a Shekhin Bola, is not the minute to be Mitzvah of the Mason.
How do you Mishika
B'Shem and Amishka? That's a big problem. How do they have a Mishuk Muhammad and Baisheni? Because in Josephus it says, in the Hasina quotes Josephus, that it says that in Baisheni Yehuda HaMakabi was a Mishuk Muhammad. So the problem is, how do you make a Mishuk Muhammad? There's no Shem and Amishka. They were going to be Shem and Amishka and Baisheni. You mean a fake Mashiach Muhammad, but there's a mitzvah to have a Mashiach Muhammad to read the parasha. To read the parasha. How do you have a Mashiach Muhammad? So the answer is you have a Merubah B'Godim. What Merubah B'Godim? How many B'Godim does a Mashiach Muhammad wear when he does avoid and based on the English? Dalad B'Godim. He's very good Dalad B'Godim, the Gemara says in the end of the Yom. So how can you have a Merubah B'Godim? So some Achrayim wanted to say that, I think the Dvar Avram says like that, that you make him a Merubah B'Godim because the Gemara in the end of the Yom says that he can be Nishal for Urim B'Tumim. That he can be Nishal Burim V'Tumim. No, it's okay. He can be Nishal Burim V'Tumim, the Mashiach Muhammad can be. So for that he has to wear the Shmoyna B'Godim. So the Dvar Ram says that maybe that's how they made Yehuda HaMakabi a Mashiach Muhammad. Aidei Ribuit Godim, the Haina, he put on the eighth Bikri Kuna for the purpose of being Nishal Burim V'Tumim. They were going as a shame, so therefore it wouldn't answer. It wouldn't answer. So he says, so the Ravam says, but he asked. So the Moshe Soloveitchik Tainid doesn't make sense. What do you ask if it's not going to work? If you know there's no bulb, so what do you turn on the switch for? What do you mean? Misha going to me, he knows it's not going to answer. It's such ridiculous. That's what Moshe Soloveitchik Tainid. That what should I have to say that he's Misha going to me? And that's why I'm giving Lamed Aleph in Yuma. That's the very end of Bolo Tangol. The very end of the seventh parak, right before the last parak. Right before parak Yom Kippur. No, he had to wear the Urim and Tumim. Just as the Gemara says that it didn't answer. The Gemara says in the first parak in Yuma that there were five things that were missing in Bai Sheni. One of the five things was that the Urim and Tumim didn't answer. So there's Machlekes, Rashi and Tashas there, and Machlekes, the Ram and the Rav that we discussed in Parshas Kitzavah, no? On Pikudi, I think. Whether it means that they didn't have the shame inside the Urim and Tumim, and that's why it didn't answer enough. They didn't have the shame, so the Kli would be Chaser. And they can't have the, cannot have the kind of girl do the Avodim course of Gorm, so they didn't have the shame, it just didn't answer. But whatever it is, they knew what it did, that it wasn't going to answer. Chagai told them in Nevuah. And in Nevuah Chagai said, that's about the Kovda, Chaser Hei. The Kovda is Chaser Hei. So they knew in advance that it's not going to work, that it's not going to answer at all. But that's what our Moshe Soloveitchik Tanya. So what should I have to say that he's Nisho Burim V'Tumim if he knows he's not going to answer? So what should I have to move him? So he kind of just Bala Ram doesn't make any sense. How do they have a Mashiach Muhammad? So he said what? So our Moshe Soloveitchik said. This is printed in that little statement, the Kregis tradition. So he said, who said that you need Dafka Mashiach Muhammad? Yes, the Bala Ram signed on it. You have a kind of problem. He can do the job of a Mashiach Muhammad. He thought that the pshat was that they appointed Yehuda HaMakabi as the Kohen Gadol. How? They moved with Godim, Shmoyna B'Godim and Avodah. They made him a Kohen Gadol. And then they said, okay, we're going to have a different Kohen Gadol standing on the base on me. You're going to be the Kohen Gadol. You can make two Kohen Gadol. You can't have more than one Chad B'Dor. Gadol HaDor is only one Chad B'Dor. But you can have two Kohen Gadol. The Gemara talks about two Kohen Gadol walking down the street and there's a mace. So we should be Mitzami to the mace. The one is a Merubah B'Godim, the one is a Mashiach Mashem and Amishra. They said the Kohen Gadol became Tony in the middle of Yom Kippur. He broke his leg. You have to appoint another Kohen Gadol. And when he gets better, you have two Kohen Gadol. When it becomes so, you have two Kohen Gadol. You can have 10 Kohen Gadol. Why not? Why not? So that's what Rabbi Shalvashi's problem is. Some have to say that they appointed, if that version in Josephus is correct, if what it says is correct, we're not so sure, if it should be correct. And maybe the pshat is that they made him a Kohen Gadol. And yes, B'chol Masayim Mona, he had Kedushas Kunas Bola and he had Shem Kohen Gadol. And this can chisar, but just because he's overqualified for the job, so he can't be a Mashiach Muhammad. Mashiach Muhammad has to be one who has Kedushas Kunas Bola, even if he doesn't have a Shem Kohen Gadol. But if he also has a Shem Kohen Gadol, it's not told, it's good. So what's so bad?
And if any one of those Kohanim died,
If anybody dies, yeah, you don't need to bump off all ten. Any one of them who dies, that's how the Gemara says in Lakis. Any one kind gadol who dies, so the guy can. It's in the interest of the union of Rotskim to appoint many. They should lobby for that. They should appoint many, many Kohanim Gedolim, so that they'll go free. The summer they have mafia men to kill the kind gadol anyway. Easy to bump off the kind gadol and to appoint another one. Yeah, Avada. That's the Ramban. The Ramban very often on Chumash and on Nochamis quotes verbatim from Raivis without quoting the Shem Omra. Apparently it was Yodua. Here, and the Torah Kahan. Allah thought two kahan. Allah thought, that's in English. Allah thought. Okay. Then the pasuk continues that they're not allowed to observe any avelus because they have a din like a kohen gadol, but they're going to get to these dinim of avelus. However, b'chechem kol beis yisrael yivku es hasreif hashesorach Hashem. What does that mean? B'chechem kol beis yisrael yivku es hasreif. They don't observe avelus for their brother, but everybody else does observe avelus. Why do we observe avelus? So the Gemara says mikan. In this pasuk we learn this is one of the mitzvahs. This is one of the dinim of the Torah. Mitzvah lehishtatet b'tzarim shel talmidei chachamim. That Aaron and Elazar his son were very aggravated. Aaron just lost his son. Elazar his son just lost their brothers, not Ravino, big tzaddikim. So Aaron and Elazar his son were in Tzar. So it's a mitzvah and quality thought to be mishtatet b'tzar mishol tamidei chacham. The gentleman, let's say, Talmud Chacham, my Rebbe Neishi, is marrying off his child. So it's not only a mitzvah gmilas chesed, like you give to anybody else, it's a mitzvah, and he doesn't have any money, right? He doesn't have any money. So it's a mitzvah that he started with time shall summon a chacham. It's a special mitzvah, based on this passage. He, of course, has faith, and not only when someone dies, when he's marrying off a child, he has whatever other star he happens to have, if he's sick or whatever, but the mitzvah that he started with time shall summon a chacham. Imam Mike Cotton comments on this passage when Ahara and Elazar his son are commanded, Rasheichem al tisrol, ubigdechem lois Ephraim of lois Amusim. That in this pasuk we see, what does it mean by lois Amusim? So the pasuk pshat means, so that you will not die. What does that mean? So that you will not die. If you do it, you will die. Yeah, if you do it, you will die. What kind of a din is that? That's a hirah shor. This is from the people of Chai Mishvadei Shamayim. It's not from the people of Chai Mishvadei Shamayim. So I was sure that they're going to get Mishvadei Shamayim. The Banshom told them in advance, if you do this Aveira, you're going to get Mishvadei Shamayim. If the Kohen Gadol Bizman Hazeh will do the Aveira of observing Aveilus or let his hair grow, Rashechem Tifrol, if he will, be Mechabel Pera Rosho, so he'll be Chai Mishvadei Shamayim. Stop it, huh? It's only Chai Rosho. It's not listed in the list in Sanhedrin when the Gemara quotes the percent of all the people, they only share the Misa, the list of people who get Misa Deshmaim, and that's the beginning of the saying, this is not listed among the people. The Pasha Pshat, this is only how you are shown. If they do Avoida, yeah, if they do Avoida, there's Misa Deshmaim. Yeah, they're not allowed to let their hair grow, the Lois Amus. But if they let their hair grow, I mean, if they let their hair grow, they'll do Avoida? Oh, that could be. If they let the hair grow and they'll do Avodah, if someone had to do Avodah, you mean, there are only three Kohanim. So if he's going to let his hair grow and he's going to do Avodah, then okay, maybe that's a pshat. I don't know what the pshat. So the Gemara answer is, has in my cotton another pshat. That you shouldn't let your hair grow and don't worry about it. Beloy Samusra, I promise you, Moshe Rabbeinu says in the name of the Gosh, I promise you, you won't be Chayim Yisrael Shemayim. Because anybody else, who takes the haircut in the middle of Avelis is Chai Mitzvadei Shemayim. But I promise you, you won't get a Mitzvadei Shemayim. That's how the Gemara interprets. Rashiach Matifro V'lo Samusu. You take a haircut, and don't worry. You will not be Chai Mitzvadei Shemayim for taking the haircut. Other people who take haircuts in Avelis will be Chai Mitzvadei Shemayim, but not you. That's how the... For Acher Shavat Parvah Shavat Pira in Chai Mitzvah. Somebody other than you who takes a haircut is Chayim Mitzvah. Someone other than you who doesn't recruit is Chayim Mitzvah. That's how the Gemara says. So the Rosh quotes in the name of the Raiser that you see from this pasuk in Chumash that is the Nisa the Raiser. But it's revealed then there's a machlokes where the young Rishon, Avelus Yom Rishon, is the Raiser of the Rabbanon. We know that Avelus is only the Rabbanon, Shiva is only the Rabbanon. And machlokes in the Mechab and the Ramah that we learned in Farichas this year from the first parak and from the second parak in Brachas, what Avir Lishem Rishon is the right of Rabban, we pass him, it's all the Rabban, even Avir Lishem Rishon, that's how the Rosh passes, everything is the Rabban, but Shloshim is the right. So the intense Avelis of Shiva is only the Rabbanan, even Avelis Yom Rishon, we pass them like the Ramah, like the Bali Atashim, but the Rosh quotes in the name of the Rai, the first Rosh in Eilam Galchen, that the Din of Shloshim, which is less intense, that you're not allowed to take a haircut, that's a Din Derai, that's a Pasuk. Alti Tzor V'lo Tamusu. You take a haircut, and don't worry, you won't get Mitzvah Shemayim. Anybody else who will take a haircut in the middle of Avelis will be Chai Mitzvah Shemayim. That's what the Gemara says. So they write it, says that it keeps shuta. So the Rosh time is that it's not correct. That's what he says? Misa v'dei shamayim. The Gemara says that. So they write it, says the Gemara meant it. And the Rosh says, no, the Gemara didn't mean it. The Gemara only meant to be magdim. That's not the pshat, that's not the real pshat in the pasuk. But the Rosh understands. So achir shalat, achir, anybody other than these three kohanim. Ahavan Elohim Yisama. The Gemara says, for Acher Shalot Parvi Shalot Tirei. Somebody else who doesn't live Kriya, and somebody else who doesn't let his hair grow, he takes the haircut in the middle of Shloshim, so the Gemara says, Chai Nisrei Shemaim, so the Rosh holds that it's only Atzmachta. That's not the correct way to read the Torah. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu is promising them that they don't have to worry that they're going to get Nisa, but any other person would have gotten Nisa. That's not the Pshat, that's only an Atzmachta. The writer says, no, that's the Pshat, and it's not. The Gemara says, Acher Shalot Parvi Shalot Tirei, Chai Nisa, that's the Pshat. Anybody other than these three Quranim? Any other Jew who takes a haircut in the middle of Shloshma who doesn't rip Kriya is Chai Nisim Dei Shema. Right. Machlek is the riser against the Rosh. The Pashtus we assume for sure like the Rosh. We don't hold like that, right? But Shloshma is there, right? Everybody always says, even our Avelis and Rishon is only the Rabbah, even. But to say that Shloshim is their right, that's the right of Shita, that Shloshim is their right. Well, we pass them like the Rosh, that it's all the Rabbah. Then Pasuk, the Chumash HaZadin of Shoshi Yain is not permitted to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and then it says, well, Havda Ben HaKodesh Ben HaKor. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, that if a shikr does avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the avodah is mechulah. The avodah will be possibly committed yet. That's why you better not drink wine, because we have the ben afeder shevein achol, in order to know which avodah is mechudesh, which avodah is mechulah. The avodah mechulah means that it's possibly committed yet. You have to bring the carbon all over again. You went yet to this carbon. No, it's another thing. The pasuk only has another din in connection with this. The horus is bnei yisrael shalachot mashadib Hashem. Aleim the admission. The Gemara says, what does it mean lahoyis? The Gemara says, increases and in base. So lahoyis means that a shikar is also lahoyis. But a drunk rabbi is not allowed to pass the mishnah. He has to be nichbar, has to be sober when he passes the mishnah. The Gemara just has one exception to the rule that whatever is mafurish and chumash, if you just tell him that it says in the Torah that also b'chol is offered, now they'll do malach on Shabbos. But you have to make sure on every day of the week that Tzidin Adonis on the 31st, they just tell him that it says mafurish. So that's a lot of fasting. But if it's something dakidik that doesn't say we're foolish until we should have stopped, that's already hayroa. So that you're not allowed to do. Whatever is in chumash is not called hayroa. The concept of hayroa only applies to Tereshiv Alper. There's no hayroa in Tereshiv Asad. Tereshiv Asad is printed. Hayroa means a person who's a bala masayre gives over what the Tereshiv Alper has to say about this man. There's a Ramah in Yeriday and Reishman Beis, where the Ramah writes that a shikar is not allowed to pass from the left, it's Dabah HaMafurish B'Psukim. So there's another, that's good, that's what it says in the Gemara, but there's another gifts in the Ramah that it says Dabah HaMafurish B'Psukim. And if you have a Dabah HaMafurish B'Psukim, he is allowed to pass. So the Shach doesn't like that. The Shach plan is Hakna Di. What do you mean Dabah HaMafurish B'Psukim? The Gemara just says Dabah HaMafurish B'Psukim is Mutan. Because whatever... But what if he says Tereshiv Asad without looking in the Pesukim? I'm drunk. It's Purim, I'm drunk. And then you ask me a Shaila, do you have to like film today? So I say, I'm not going to look it up in Chumash. The din is that you have to like film today. I didn't look it up. And still the din is that I'm allowed to pass the even when I'm drunk, that you have to put on film on Purim. It is, the din is a Dabah HaMafurish
B'Psukim. You don't have to look at it at that particular moment, but the fact that it's written seems very obvious. But what the Torah says, the fact that it's now written, they don't have to look at it at that exact moment, but if it's written, no, it's
I don't know. Machaber is right in the Gemara. No. That's another thing. There's a din of Tzavid Ovishad Gukim Oidim Boy, and Tzavid Vamishn, and Tzavid Shikla Adat, there are three din. Tzavid Vamishn is Chayzer. Tzavid Ovishad Gukim Oidim means if you made a mistake in Torah Shabbat. So the Gemara says, whenever you make a mistake in Torah Shabbat, it's not called Hayro. It's not called Hayro, let's say, for a din of Par Halam Ovishad Tzibur. In how you use the Gemara says it's the best and double paskins and it's mutal chal Shabbos. It's not as that. Because it's mutal chal Shabbos. And then they look in the chumash and lo and behold they find out that it's also chal Shabbos. So then the Gemara says there's no parhal and davar shel tibur. Because that's against davar shel tibur and mojin bo. It means that that's mamish against davar shel tibur. So that's not called a hayruah. It's not even called a hayruah b'tor. It's not called a hayruah at all. But let's say then again to the din that ayotami bezin zakei emach dil mosel lechoyvo. One of the ten chilukim between mamish and afashis and the mishnayis and Sanhedrin is double jeopardy. Was a statement in the Constitution of the United States, and Hatzinah says that Shalai Kudin, and Hatzinah says that that halacha of Yotzin Bez Mizaki, Ema Sinai Sevachayv, only applies to B'nai Yisrael, doesn't apply to B'nai Noya. All the Dinam of Hatzor only apply to B'nai Yisrael, don't apply to B'nai Noya. So he says it's against him, he doesn't hold in the American Constitution. Huh? No, the guy's Chayv Nisa. What about a guilty man walking around in the street? The court made a mistake first time, they passed him that he's taught them. Then later on, they realized they passed him wrong. He's really chayiv. It says on the books that the guy's chayiv. So the Gemara says, if it's a Yisrael, we learn how to be positive. Not to be tzaddik al tarik. Not to mean that he's innocent, and tzaddik means that he's guilty. Tzaddik doesn't mean he's a tzaddik. So what we call a tzaddik means it's tzaddik bedinoi, that he walked off innocent. We passed him that he's innocent, even though he's guilty. That's what a tzaddik means, and it's tzaddik bedinoi. Not to mean he's really a tzaddik. We call it tzaddik. Tzaddik means that it's yatmi bez mizaka yein achzina asal achayva. Means that now we realize that he really is guilty, so we're not allowed to give him an einish misa. By b'nei noach, men hachzina says, you have to give him the einish misa. If you don't give him the einish misa, you're violating the mitzvah of dinim, and you're chayiv misa for not fulfilling dinim. Achayva not. They can make dinim and dinim ominous, maybe whatever they want, hakonis hakol, and those kind of things. Hakonis, if the Torah says that the guy's chayiv misa, you gotta give him misa. They don't want to give him misa. They say they'll do away with the death penalty. That's what they're doing. They're doing away with the death penalty partially. That's connected to the Baruch Shalom. Baruch Shalom says you must give a death penalty for homosexuality and for Eishes Ish and for Gezel. Yeah, and they don't give it. Yeah. The Baruch Shalom says, Al-Pachet Mishal Ha-Futah. He throws a piece of bubble gum inside me. So he's taking the mark. And they don't give the Yanish Mishal. So the Rambam writes that they're Chayim Mishal, they're not giving the Yanish Mishal. And the Ramban and Mishal and Bayishlach disagree. According to the Ramban and the Ramban, is there a Chayim Mishal for a Shevi Al-Tasa? So the Bnei Noach won't give the Yanish Mishal when they're supposed to give the Yanish Mishal. They're not fulfilling their mitzvah. The Ramban sheet is that they're as the Rosh Muslim is talking that he gives an Einish Mishal for the Bnei Noach does an Avera, it only means that he did an Avera. But if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Dinah, he didn't go to Kuli Yaseh and give the Einish Misa, so then he's not Chayim Misa. And the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says not so. That's why Bnei Yaakov wiped out Shechem, that's why Shimon the Levi wiped out the city of Shechem, because they didn't give the Einish Misa to Shechem for abducting the girl. He was Chayim Misa, they didn't give the Einish Misa. So all of the people in the city were Chayim Misa for that. No, not afraid to give up his life. But all the people in the city could have gotten together and given an Einish Misa to Shechem. Some of the Rambam assumes that they should have all gotten together. They could have organized themselves without a sakana to their own lives and given the Einish Misa to the violator. And they didn't organize themselves. Shechem, he attacked Dina Bas Yaakov. Yeah, but if you attack a girl, that's worse than Gezel. It's at least Gezel. I beat you up. I stuck you in the nose. It's not worse than stealing a piece of bubble gum. If a benayach is nerag al pachas v'shalaputa, shavala benayach is nerag al ha'ubrin. The Gemara says that if I make an abortion on a bas noyach who's pregnant, I'm chayiv misa. Avadin. It's at least a chavola. Chavola is also chayiv misa. If a goy is chayiv misa for Gezel, shavala goy is chayiv misa for chayiv v'chavera. Not only for the tzeh, shavala is chayiv misa. I don't know if it's a din. I don't know. I didn't say Noish Min HaDin doesn't apply to Bnei Noach also. There's a place of Sarosh. There's a place of Sarosh in Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken. If people got into a place of Sarosh in Sanhedrin, if I'm not mistaken,
that I mentioned in his little sefer. What's the name of the little sefer? Dinas Verodim. In his little sefer, Dinas Verodim, the thing is Verodim Kosha, Tayshish Rosh and Sanhedrin, that Einoishman Andin doesn't apply to Bnei Nar. That's the whole discussion. Why should it be so? Why should it be so? So that's what so the dinner that a Yatsumi doesn't zakay in Arzino Shalukhaida, the Gemara says that only applies if Zedin made a mistake the first time in an Indian of Torah Shabbat, even though it was Torah B'dvar Mishnah. Still, Yatsumi doesn't zakay in Arzino Shalukhaida. But if it's Shabbat Dovish as Dukim Maidim Boy, then the Gemara says it's not called Yatsumi doesn't zakay because the Hiro, it's not even called the Hiro of the Torah. It's not called a Psaq. A Psaq, yeah, Bad Adov on the Foolish Batera. Whether you pass in right or you pass in wrong. Whether the Shikr is going to pass in the way it says in the Chumash, or the Bezin is going to pass in against what it says in the Chumash, when it gets to Parham Dabash al Tzibur, or when it gets to Yatsumi Bezin Zakeh, Masdino Asa Lechaybo, it's not called a Hayroah. There's no Hayroah in Torah Shabichsah. It's not because he's dead wrong, because Torah Shabichsah is dead wrong. No, Torah B'dvar Mishnah is also dead wrong, and that is called a Hayroah. Torah B'dvar Mishnah is called a Hayroah. Just to tell you what the Torah and the Imam is crazy. It's not the same thing. There's three different areas. You tell the Dovish has Tukim Moizim Bar, that's not called the Hayu at all. Whether you tell the Dovish has Tukim Moizim Bar, or you paskin on the Dovah Mufurish Bikro, is Mutter. And then there's a din of Torah B'dvar Mishnah, and then there's a different din of Torah B'Shikol Allah. There's three different din. So that's what the Shach Kain is against the Ramo. How can he say that Torah B'Dovish Mufurish B'Poskin, that the Dovah Mufurish B'Poskin, B'Shikol is permitted to paskin? The fact that he's such a big sager, he's such a balavera, that he's such a young schnutz, and he doesn't even have shmiss, and has no right to pass him at all. He gets off scot-free, doesn't get the Einish mitzvah. If he would have been a chokher shehigia lo hayro, he's already a balavera, he passed him against the Beis Mazon, then it's chai misa, because he's like a manre. But if he's a famosha lo higia lo hayro, so what he says is not a hayro, so it's not yerolat, it's not chai misa. That's the Mishnah. Din sechum lo kulo. So what's the definition of a talmud shalo higia lo hayro? So that's Machlag, it's Rashi in the Ramah. Rashi says, if he's not 40 years old, where did Rashi get not 40 years old? So it says on the side of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in the first pair. That if you're not 40 years old, you're not allowed to pass. Period. That's the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah. If you're not 40 years old, you're not allowed to pass. And unless there's nobody else in the town who can pass him properly. Unless it's absolutely essential. But if it's not really necessary, if they can do it without you, then before 40 you're not allowed to talk. So that's what Rashi learned. Talmud Shalai Gila Ram means he's before 40 years old. The Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi. The Rambam doesn't say Talmud Shalai Gila Ram means not 40 years old, because it's very difficult for Rashi to explain him in. And if there would be nobody else in town to pass him, then it would be allowed to pass him. So how can you label that? That's a deal with Hapkhila. So how can you label that as a Talmud Shalai Gila Ram? In some communities it will be called Higila Ram, some communities it won't be Higila Ram. You have to judge each and every individual case. Is he in a community where he's needed, that he has to be? There's no other rabbi. He's the only one who knows how to pass him. So then he's mutter to pass him even before 40. Then he will become a zakamam. If he's in a community, a near shakula or a rabbanim, and you don't need him to pass him, then he's called the Talmud Shalai Gila Ram. It's a little difficult by Rashi. So the Rambam learns in Gantz in a different shot. Rambam learns Talmud Shalai Gila Ram means he has no smicha. Talmud Shalai Gila Ram means that he does have smicha. Why? Because the Rambam sheet is, as opposed to Rashi and Tosfos sheet, there's a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is that Hayroah is a din, that Smicha is a din, and Hayroah. And Rashi and Tosfos hold that Smicha is a din and Bez din. Rashi and Tosfos hold that in order to constitute a Bez din, you have to have Smicha. In order to pass in the Shaila, you don't have to have Smicha, you just have to be 40 years old. You have to be qualified. You have to know the din. And then, in addition to being qualified to know the din, you also have to be 40 years old. And the Rambam says, no, in order to constitute a Bezin, you don't have to have smicha, bro, haraya, a Bezin shall chalitza. Doesn't need smicha, a Bezin shall geirus. The Rambam says, never needed smicha. The Rambam holds like the Rashban Yavam, the Bezin shall geirus never needed smicha. So he says in a few places that the Bezin shall geirus, nikir adin, needed smich. And there's not a time that they had smich, and there's a shalgeris needed smich. And there's not a zeh, we can even kabel gerim based on shlichus dayu. Shlichus dayu kab dina. That's what leads the nesivis, and simen alas, the kod malach, and chashmish, but to say that shlichus dayu is their right. Based on that sense, or another day in Tyson says that you can be kabel gerim is man a zeh, based on the particular there is techem. I think Mora has increased that sense. That if you come to a generation where there's some kind of a problem that prevents you from being mekabel gem, you say, the Torah says you can be mekabel gem, now it's thin. Once you come to the generation where there are no smuchim, so then the Torah says you can be mekabel gem without smuchim. But this man that there were smuchim around, then Torah's opinion is that you need a smuchim in order to be mekabel gem. What do you need smuchim for to be mekabel gem? What's the big issue that they're going to pass them over here on the gerim? The answer is Torah's sheep is that smuchim is a din and bezim, not a din and haruah. And the Rambam disagrees, we're not talking about talking. There are around 6 or 7 rayas, or what, 8 rayas from the Rambam that his shita is against Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam shita became the kind of says that smicha is a din and hayor and paskening. So perhaps that's the deal in the Rambam. That's what they're saying. That was this mana Talmud where you had people who had smicha and so whatever they say is going to be called a hayor, because one who has smicha is a mayor hayor. So whatever he says is going to be, if he's a shikar and he's going to pass him, it's going to be a violation of a shikar shahayor. It's a unless it's going to pass on Torah Shabbat, and the Dabash has to do the Mardi book. So Torah Shabbat is not Nisbis in Hayroah. I wrote only on Torah Shabbat there. But this man has said, the Ramah means to say that nobody has any smicha anyway. The smicha that we have is a phony. The Ramah shall come up first from the Rishon about it's all based on a different Gemara than Hedin Dar Hei. The Talmud al Yoram came out of Rishus Meirab, it's in the Tilos Rishus. Heter Hayroah. That's how they call it in Yiddish. Heter Hayor, permission to pass, you know, permission to teach. It's a different word. It has nothing to do with the real smicha. The real smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael if it's Yishma Tiyashat Moshe Rabbeinu, which we don't have Bizman Hazeh. Nobody has Yishma Tiyashat Moshe Rabbeinu. So we don't have any real smicha Bizman Hazeh. So Bizman Hazeh, nobody's a Mayor Hayor. So nothing you say is considered a Hayor. So you can never, even if you try, you can never violate this issue of a Shikr, also Lahore, according to the Rambam. According to Rashi and Tosfos, you can't. If you're over 40 years old, then you can violate. If you're younger than 40, you can't violate you. But Talmud Shalah Hagiyah HaHagiyah is not called HaHagiyah. But if you're over 40, then you can violate the Yitzhar of Shikar Asal HaHar. But according to the Rambam, it's impossible this man to violate the Yitzhar of Shikar Asal HaHar, because nobody has any smichus, and no one's called him HaHagiyah HaHagiyah. But the Rambam says, if Dabam HaFurish B'Paskin, you're allowed to pass him. Why? So what does he say, only Dabam HaFurish B'Paskin? He said, there's Mutter to Paskin everything. Oh, so Mishnah that's the Pshat. If it's a dovish animal for the person that needs a shikul adas, if you're drunk, so the Ramah recommends, if you're a little tipsy, the Ramah recommends, you shouldn't pass and you may not work out the stock properly. Plus it's common sense. But the Ramah is telling us is that the mana din doesn't apply, it just boils down to plain common sense. If you're tipsy and you have to use a little shikul adas, so don't try to figure out the din while you're drunk. But if it's dovish for the person, you can, as drunk as you want, you say, you have a shikul, like, here's the children, it says the thing. If it's a dove, I'm a foolish person. There's nothing to be medan and milk on the milk. It's an exact case. It says black and white what the din is. So then you never violate the Yisrael Bizman Hazeh of Shikra or the Horus, because nobody has any smith. I mean, that's the pshat in the Ramo. Can you revoke a smicha? Bizman Hazeh, for sure you can revoke a smicha. No shala. The Malam and Lahayel writes in his tshuva. Yeah, he writes their tshuva about the... No, because Bizman Hazeh, let's say I invite you to my home and I let you sit on my couch and I give you food and then you start insulting me. So I say, please leave my house and stop eating the food. So you say, no, I gave you permission. So I say, I revoke the permission. No longer a shoot. So then it's an Isik Zeyla if you sit on the couch or if you stay in my home or if you eat the food, it's Zeyla. You're using my property or you're eating up my food. So here it's Bizman Hazeh, Nisa is Nisunas Rishus Neiraba. The Rebbe gives permission. The Rebbe only gives permission as long as he gives permission. If Mikan Lahabi decides that the guy has a conservative shul, or he introduced an organ, or a mixed choir, or something like that, or he has a galach preach from his pulpit, or something like that, then you can revoke smichas, why not? The Lama Lahoyal has a shul. So the Talmud has another Avera. Talmud has another Avera. Not only is he violating the Avera, having a galach preach from his platform, he's violating the Avera de Rabbanim of Talmud al Yerah, Elam Kein Nata Vishus Mei Rabbi. So the red bear is
shooting.
Okay. So yes, it is dinner. Tell me all your
own. Let's say that somebody went to a bathroom, let's find something to get a
So the Malam and Lyle writes like that. Other folks also, he has a chew about introducing organs in the synagogue. So he says, even if you can work out a head for that, you'll have a goy play the organ and everything will be al atariyah on the weekday. An organ synagogue on the weekday. It's on the wedding. For weddings, not the Shabbos. It's talking about an organ in the synagogue on the weekday. For weddings. So he says you're not allowed to do it because the Mishnah says in Chulin that there's an Isra Shalom HaKas HaSaminim. You're not allowed to do anything that looks like you're imitating the Ovidya Avodah or the Apikusin. Because we all know that the Reform introduced organs in the synagogue. So he says, the Orthodox are not allowed to introduce organs, even Beis and Shal Hetzer. And he discusses there in the Tshuva where he revokes Michas from his students who will introduce organs in their shul for weekdays, for weddings for weekdays. That's what he discusses. He is also Dala Pasha, many thoughts in the film like that, also Dala Pasha, that is manager for sure you can revoke his Michas. There's no shadow. The whole smicha is based on the things with shoes. I take away my shoes. It's like, yeah, I no longer give you permission to eat my food or to sit in my house. The question is, what about the Mana Talmud, that the smicha was a real bona fide smicha? Let's say, Nadir Aviyu, a lot of these people were appointed as Kohanim. And then somebody wants to disappoint them. That'll make them ice cold. Like a lot of Kohanim today, they want to, rabbis, they want to be in the Talmud of the nation. They have faith, so they renounce their kohuna. So you can't, there's no way to be not kuna. Unless you drop dead, you commit suicide. You always claim. But a live claim called money is a lie. It's like a coin. So there's no way to make a coin or a coin. So if you have a person who got smicha, this mana talmud, which is a real smicha, so maybe the halacha should be that he cannot revoke the smicha. Maybe once the fellow is a musnah, it's chala, chala shem on the gavra. But what kind of a chala shem? Elokim. Elokim means a dying with smicha. Elokim. Elokim lois a kalor. If you curse a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's an Aveh Elokim lois a kalor. If you curse a Dayan who has smicha, according to the Rama. A Dayan has smicha, according to Rashi, Elokim would mean a guy who's a Moshe Haro, who's over 40 years old. According to the Rama, means Elokim means a Dayan has some of them. So there's an Isra Elokim lois a kalor. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Rashi would agree. So maybe one should argue the point and say that there's not a Talmud for God that smicha, the smicha cannot be revoked. So what do you say? So the third is the Gemara here in Brachot, Rachot, about from Zion on the day. The Gemara says that he's fired Rabbi Gamliel. It's like I made a person a kohen, I made a person a lady. So once he's a kohen or lady, he remains a kohen or lady forever. So chal Hashem is Avra. So how can he change? So he drops dead. He's going to be a kohen or lady. So if I give a person a smicha, so the kohen says a smicha remains. So chal Hashem is Avra. No, he's called Elokim even when he's sleeping. Not only if I curse him while he's fasting, not only if he writes the tshuva and I curse him. Even when he's sleeping and I curse him, it's also a violation of Elokim likes to tell. You see, it's a chal Hashem and God, but this person is called Elokim, even when he's eating, when he's sleeping, when he's not there. Right. That's what we want to know. What about such a smicha cannot be revoked? So the Gemara says on Chav Zayin on the day that they fired Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi. Ma'akavana the Nasi, chief rabbi. What kind of a role is chief rabbi? Is that the status of Pidin or is it just political? So that's all Pidin's status, because the Din is... The Gemara has a din, the Chumash has a din, Nasi B'Yamkol, that's Nasi. Nasi B'Yamkol Osor, what does it mean Nasi B'Yamkol Osor? So the Rambam writes that Nasi means the Melech or the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Rambam Chumash is mistopic whether the Rosh HaSanhedrin is included or not, and it refers you to the Gemara Harriot. And the Rambam says based on that Gemara Harriot that only been to get the power of another. Only going to get the power to Sawyer Nasi. I'm only going to get to the Din of Sawyer Nasi, though I said it only applies to the Melech and doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin because of a local reason over there in Mahat. Nishen Lamalim Menu al Hashem al Akol. Hashem Nasi Yechto. How does the passage read? Hashem Nasi Yechto. That if he sins to Hashem, so the Gemara Dashans, when I thought to Gomli, Nishen Lamalim Menu al Hashem al Akol, Yotso, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, that he's not the top of the moon, but you see from that Gemara, the Ramban writes, you see from that Gemara, that the Rosh HaSanhedrin is also called a Nazi. It's not to the fact that if Yesh L'malem Menu the Melech is above the Nasi. So the Rambam writes, and the Rambam is mistaken, that the Rosh Hashanah has the status of Nasi also, but they get to this law, and Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Yisor. Rambam writes that if the Rambam quotes on the Chilfin, that if a guy curses his father, who happens to have Smicha, and it happens to be the Rosh Hashanah, so he gets four times Malkus. One Malkus because of Rosh Hashanah, which he cursed the person. Another Malkus because it's his father, he cursed his father, Kal Lo Yimo. So he means he gave him Hasra for Malkus, so that's only one time of the That's the Ramban Kash on the Ramam. How did the Ramam quote this Mechilta? It's Halib of the Rabbi Shmuel. We should pass on to Rabbi Akiva. It's the Mechilta of Rabbi Shmuel. It's not Rabbi Kitzaka. So the Ramam quotes the Mechilta in Yara Chazoch, not only in the Seif Amid. It quotes in Yara Chazoch. That if he curses his father who has Smicha, and also is enough, he gets four times Malchus, because he curses Adam and Yisrael, and his father, and it's a Lekim Lo Yisrael, he's a Dayan with Smicha, and he's a Rosh HaSanhedrin. And the Nasi B'Amcha Lo Yisrael refers not only to the Melech, it also refers to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Gemara says that they fired Rabbi Gamliel, and they made him Ois Nasi. So you see that even when it's a Chal Hashem Megavre, you can fire the person. And that's what Tosis points out in Megillah, and Tosis in Yuma that we mentioned earlier. And Rav Chaim pointed out that there were two dinim in Kunik Dorla, there's a Kedushas Kunik Dorla and a Shem Kohen Gadol. So Tosis points out that Kedushas Kunik Dorla can never be cut off from the fellow. Once he gets Mashiach B'Shem and Anishcha, once he gets Merub of Gadim, so he's going to remain Kaddish for Kedushas Kunik Dorla, the Yom HaGoyim. But the Shem Kohen Gadol, which he gets because they appointed him as the Kohen Gadol, so that Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, the Kohen Gadol is Mismana Mepeh. And the Stalak's prepared, the same people who appointed him, to fire him. That's what Tosis quotes from Yerushalmi. And then Tosis discusses who are the people who appointed him. Who is the one who appointed the Kohen Gadol? The Tosis says that there's not Gadol, Echav HaKohanim, the Melech. They're not sure exactly who. Everybody all together. They're not sure exactly who's supposed to be in charge of appointing the Kohen Gadol. The Gracious King. You prepare the Gracious King who wants to become the Kohen Gadol. That's not right. I think she paid off the grocery things to make it turn off. So that's not proper. But the Tosis is mistaken. Maybe the Yiddish king has also a say in appointing the Kongo. The Mishnah talks about firing a Melech also. Melech is for sure a Minui in Gavri. He has different dinim. He has Le'abel HaNashim, Le'abel HaSusim, he has Zom Le'abel HaMiyot. That's the right to say for Torah. There's different Minui in Gavri. He has different dinim from everybody else. He has a different dinim of Soyer Nasi. He has a dinim of Nasi B'Yam Kol Ha'Yisori. He has Kama Kama dinim are different. Not only when he's functioning as a king, even when he's sleeping, he has these dinim. So you see clearly that Malach or Hashem Melech is a Minui in the Gavri, and still the Mishnah talks about firing a Melech. Mishnah discusses what if the Melech was Mechal Shabbos when he was still a Melech and he didn't cut the Shegig and he didn't bring the Korban Chatzos yet, he's supposed to bring the Seor Nasi. And he didn't get around to bring the Seor Nasi until he was fired. So he do make the law, so he says, either Miskapah Bistoyer, or either Miskapah Bikizbos Sira, the Gobas of Shah Tavera, or the Gobas of Shah Takrava Takor. Go Sugin in Ksuvah. And can I have all the stuff? The first Zatim themselves. The Gemara quotes the student, the student too, but Narashan is not for the self. Or let's say the girl was, Anara Hamarasa Shizinsa is the Skila, and Ashisa Shizinsa is the Chenek. So what if the girl was Mazana while she was a Anara Hamarasa, and then you wait a couple of months, she's no longer a Naira. Now she's a Bagera. Can you still give a Skila? But he's saying, no, that's the whole Sugi there. Shtani Bufa, Shtani Tom. But now she gives it as Hashem, but now she bears Hashem, the whole Sugi anymore. So you see the foolish, she can fire the Melech also. Who fired the Melech? Whoever appointed him in the first place. Whoever was Mismana Beter is Mistalak Beter. Whoever appointed him, he fired him. He just points out there by the Kohen Gadol that even after you'll fire, that's why I've kind of added on to the Tosis, that even after you'll fire the Kohen Gadol, he will only be lacking the Shem Kohen Gadol, but he will still retain the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. He will be Dino Kimashuot Muhammad. He'll be Dino like Lazar Yisama over here, that they had a Kedushas Kohen Gadol without a Shem Kohen Gadol. So there is such a thing, is there is such a concept of canceling a Minui and a Gadol. Not the same as a Kohen. Once the guy became a Kohen, he remains a Kohen for the rest of his life. So he drops it. Not the same thing here. Here it's, he was mismanish or something. It's a shame that Chal Hashem on the Gavra, but it's a Minoi. So the guy who was in charge, the group of people, or the body who was in charge of being the Mana, he can fire him. So if that works by Kunik Dolo, and it works by the Melech, so Mestamid will work by Smicha as well. Whoever was mamana him, whoever gave him his smicha, can fire him as well. Can be mitzalik him the migdul
osa. Well, the Gemara in Avodah was the first for Rashi about 40 years old for Hara. Is that also the first for Nodas Yehuda about not printing anything before you're 40?
Could be.
The
reason why it's not as that the sun is in the same city as the ground, it's not a halakha. So, because
we
can see the same
stars,
the sun is in the halakha, and it's not a halakha. I don't think so. That then applies to the zman as a halakha, the only thing is that if it's too difficult, the rebbe will get knocked down because the cities are so much bigger than they used to be. So if you get exhausted, everybody's going to come to the rebbe, knock on his door and ask every single shot as it is. As it is, they knock out the big rabban. Every idiot comes to our celebration to ask every stupid child. And every moron comes to our major function to ask every stupid child. They knock them out with stupid things. So they rabban him on moichel on the COVID. They'd rather have the local rabbis pass. And even though some parson hold that they can't be moichel on the COVID, because Gimel Parsoi, you cannot be moichel on the COVID, the Chidush Aran is from heaven, so it's all a sheet or something. Okay? But this for sure, they don't even have to be moichel on the COVID. So the movement that it's a design to them, that everyone should knock on his door and ask him, when do I make a pigeon on them? When do I make a Jewish? Am I allowed to shave? Am I not allowed to shave? When do I observe Shiva? Every shadow is going to ask. So we'll get exhausted. I've covered our rab, not to ask him all the shadows. To save the hot shadows for him. Like by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, they had to set up the system because he says, Navolti Bo. But he said he's right. Moshe Rabbeinu was masking to you, so there he's right. But he has to appoint other people to pass. Dobra Kosher, the Dobra Zor, I'll bring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the same thing we have today. But we have to just keep in mind that we have to ask the Dovr HaGadol to the Gdoi. So the younger Rabbanu should pass in the Dvar HaKtanim, and the Dvar HaGadol we have to ask the Gdoi. Okay? The Pasuk says, Vayter and Pasha Shmini, that they brought different Korbanos on the Yom HaShmini. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the Shioi HaMincha, when you bring the Korban Pesach and burn the Korban Pesach and his Beach, whatever is left over is called Shioi HaMincha, as Necho, Kizich Rikune, the Yom Gavai Ba'an Chatos and the Azor, it's Kachi Kachim. So he says, Lachal Tamarishu B'makam Kodosh, because that's Kodosh Kodosh. And what about the Chazei HaKnuf and the Shoi HaTruma, that's only Kachim Kahn, that's in the Shlom Tosh, with the Makam Tohar. Not in the Makam Kodosh, but in the Makam Tohar. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tzvachim, why? Tzvachim Tzvachim and Hey. Why? Because the Kachikotchim is Nechal only in the Azor, while Kachim Kamen is Nechal, Bechol Ho'ir. So here means Bechol, what's over here, what's Bechol Ho'ir? Bechol Ho'machna. Bechol Ho'machna is Bechol Nechal. So this Ben is Mashver Gemara, because the Mishnah says in Ezel Mekoyma that there is a chilek between Shalmi Yochid as opposed to Shalmi Tzibur. Shalmi Yochid is Kachim Kamen, Shalmi Tzibur is Kachikotchim, and this over here was a Shlomim. What Shalmi Tzibur? Dibchei Shalmi Tzibur Baal Shomet. What is Dibchei Shalmi Tzibur? Shavuot. That's called Kibsi Atzeret. The only Shalmi Tzibur we have in the world is Kibsi Atzeret. The Shlomim that are offered as part of the Masechtim on Shavuot. Not part of the Masechtim. Kibsi Atzeret goes with the Shtei Alechem. Goes in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem. They do the truth on the Kibsi Atzeret with the Shtei Alechem. It's not part of the Masechtim. So that Shalmi Tzibur, that has the status of Kolchi Kutcher. Not Nechal B'chori, it's only Nechal in the Azorah. This was also Shalmi Tzibur. The Pasuk says in the Kur, these are Shalmi Tzibur. So how come it says Tochel B'machum Tohar, not B'machum Kodesh? So one would have answered Alpi Pashtu is that that's not a Kasha, it's a Kod Kasha, Alpi Pashtu. That's what one of my Rabbein answered years ago as a yes in this middle of creation. It's not Kod Kasha, there is no halacha that Shalmi Tzibur is Kachi Kachim. It's a halacha that keeps you out there as Kachi Kachim. It happens that that's the only thing that we ever have, that's Shalmi Tzibur. So the Mishnah uses a metaphor, the Mishnah writes, Zid Chasham Tzibur is Kachi Kachim. It doesn't mean that. It just means Kibsi Atzeret is Kachi Kachim. So the Brisker Rav says that that's wrong. Brisker Rav HaKonish has a Pasuk in Vayikra where he shows that the Pasuk distinguishes between Shalmi Yochid and Shalmi Tzibur. It happens that the only Shalmi Tzibur we have is Zid Chasham, is the Kibsi Atzeret, but in principle the Torah says it's a real din. The Shalmi Tzibur is Kachi Kachim as opposed to Shalmi Yochid. Not because it's Kibsi Atzeret and Shalmi Tzibur just a Malik. All Shalmi Tzibur are Kashi Kachim. So what's with this person? So years later I found that in the back of the Zilna Shas and Zvachim Dachim, hey, one of the Zilna Dayan is quoted as asking that Kashi. So he reinterprets the Gemara to mean that it's not so. That means if it would have been a different Shlomo, it would have been Nechav B'Machum Tov, but this is not Takanash. He said, this is a Shalmi Tzibur, it's only Nechav B'Machum Kashi. He points out this time. Rosh HaMitzibur has his din of Kachika. It's only Nechel and Yazar. It says, Atol Varnechel of Nechel. The girls eat it also. But he says, not true. He says, if it would have been a different one, it would have been eaten by the daughters, and it would have been eaten off from Toha. But this one was not eaten by the daughters. Because Kachika was on Nechel, Shizifei Kuna, in the Yazar, the Mokim Kodesh, not the Mokim Toha.
But
it says
that
this is
a Shalmi Tzibur,
not
one you have now.
This was a Hirosh of a Shalmi Tzibur. The first example is a Shalmi Tzibur. They had to pay for it.
He has a deal.
I would have said that also, if not for this Gila. He says nothing. He says, based on a Mashmorat HaPasik in Bayikra, that the Pesik is saying Yechidim between Shalmi Yochan and Shalmi Tzibur. The nature, not the Kifti Atzer. Shalmi Tzibur is a different head to the Korban from Shalmi Yochan. The Moshe Rabbeinu told them they should eat the Korban even though they were Einanin. Normally the din is that an Einan is forbidden to eat Korban even if Kohen Gadol was Makriv Einan, but Ein Oichel Einan. Here, even the sons of Aharon, a lot of the Tzibur who were not Kohanim Gedolim, were commanded that they should eat it, Bi'aninus, Bi'aninus Tachluach. Then later on, Moshe Rabbeinu asked from the Sirachatus, Zeratosh Moshe, and he may say, why didn't they eat the Sirachatus? Which was the Sirachatus? The Rashi says, the Sayyid Rosh Chodesh, because the Yom HaShmini, the Shmini Menuhin was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. First day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Aaron tells them, no, that they're right in the Namalati. What do you mean they're right in the Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Ba'anina Sof Lua? But the Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Zlachim that explains that you were only discovered regarding the korbanos l'shor, the harashor digi korbanos, but regarding the chatos of the musafir Rosh Chodesh, which is a din l'doros, that's korban l'doros, you were never commanded, and doros l'shor lo yalfina. What does it mean doros l'shor lo yalfina? So we explain many times in Shia, what it means is the following. It's like Gemara, what Rashi quotes. Like Gemara, Zohar not kufal. Doros l'shor lo yalfina. So the pasuk shat is that we have a klal of kavachomer and mamatzinu. So the Kavachaymer Midinecha Lachaveru is all based on the assumption that all the Dina Torah fit into one big pattern, and the pattern has to make sense. Everything has to fit into this scheme of things. So if you have a Dina in one pasuk, you have a right to apply that Dina and all the other halachas that are related. Because everything makes one big system and one big pattern. So that's only the Dina that we give them with Davis. All the halachas of Doris fit into one pattern. But if you have something that's a hirashah, that means that it's a finish. It's a double hasayish of taklah. That means that it doesn't fit into the pattern. So of course, Doris mishah, le'yalfina. A hirashah does not fit into the pattern. If it would have fit into the pattern, it would have been a good Doris. And the very fact that it's only hirashah means that it doesn't fit into the pattern. It's a finish. That's what the Gemara says, mechidish, le'yalfina. The Gemara says that all over. What is the chidish? The Tesha says in the Gomen, Dabzayin, and Al Chidish is a Baba HaSarik is Akla. It's an exception to the rule. How about? That's what it means. Doris Mishor, lay off, you know. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mocking with him. Adam Akhloik is out, and Moshe was mocking with that. So he was right. The sort of then proceeds to have all the dinim of the behemoth tmeiyos and the yotis tmeiyim and the fish that are kosher and trace, and then the sort of has the dinim of kabbalah tumah. The sort of has the dinim of mikvahs, and today said all the hilchos mikvahs are based on today's thing. Yes, that's the Gemara. And here there was a Hayah Shah that they were all three permitted to eat Barninas. Even though the deal with others is that they're not allowed to eat Barninas, here all three, even the Kohanim had Yaitin. A lot of the Tzama were obligated to eat Barninas. He told them they must eat Barninas. And they didn't. None of them ate the Chakosh. So Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he told them to eat it. So Aaron argued out the case. He said, no, you only commanded us on the Kachay Shah, not the Kachay Doris. And the Gemara says the Kohanim, Doris Mishah, Lo Yalfina. You cannot be done, Amam Afino. From Shah to Doris. So what if the many dinim, there are many dinim mikvot. Every year I think about a different dinim mikvot on Parshas Shmini. So one of the many dinim in Hilchos Mikvot is the din of Zeichlin. The din of Zeichlin is derived from the Pasuk, so we assume that it's a real psul beraisa. Some Machlekes want to say that perhaps these Machlekes are Beis and the Dark Emesha, whether there is a Machlekes of Rishonim on this issue. So the Parshas says that there is no Machlekes. Everybody means that Zeichlin is a din beraisa. It's a misreading of a Tshuvas Maharam in a Mordechai, in Hilchos Mikvot, that the Dark Emesha misread it to believe that one shita holds that the Zechon is only the Rabban, but it's not correct. If you read it yourself, you see, it's very, nothing tricky, just read it slowly so he doesn't say that. Everybody holds that Zechon is in the right. Zechon is lined up in the Pasuk, Ach Mayan Abor Mikvimam Yidi Yatoha. A Mayan means when the water comes from under the ground and it's flowing, and it flows and it flows. So even though the water is flowing, that's good. It's Messiah B'Zochmet, while it's flowing. So Yochol, one might have thought, the Torah Kanim says in our Pasuk, Yochol, one might have thought that just like a Magon is Messiah B'Zochmet, so to a Mishnah is Messiah B'Zochmet, and if it's rainwater, maybe Shomim, even if it's rolling on the ground, it's also good. Or the rains are flowing down a Hargul or Shol Shomim, a river of rainwater is flowing down the side of the mountain, so someone could be saved from Kalim while he's riding that Mishnah. Shomim, Ach Magon. A miyush. Only a mayan is mitzvah b'zechlin, and a mikveh is not mitzvah b'zechlin. The only pasha the Rashi asks in the Tshuva is every mikveh is zechlin. How do they have a mikveh with Maha Talma? They didn't have mikvahs like we had with tile floors with transformations. When it used to rain, in the rainy season, when it used to rain, so they used to have a blotter. They used to have a big puddle in the middle of the street. So the puddle, that was the mikveh. If the puddle was big enough, it had Abba himself. It wasn't big enough, it didn't have Abba himself. If the mikveh had 40 stools, then it's a kasha of the mikveh. So the shaila is, no, the water was always going to seep into the ground. But say after a big rain, so you have a big puddle in the street, but it lasts for a few hours, and then after a day, so the puddle gets smaller, after 2 days, it gets smaller. After 4 days, the whole puddle disappears, the whole abundance. Yeah, they had some mikvot that were stones, right? They have the mikvot that they discovered now, they have stones. Those are the fancy ones, but what was the normal mikvot? A puddle of water. For Caleb, not for the women, did not invest in the military. For the Caleb, these have mikvahs. A puddle of water would be a mikvah. So the shadow is such a puddle of water, there's always going to be seepage. The water is going to seep into the ground. Every couple of hours, more water disappears. And after a few days, the water disappears around. That's the when the water is seeping out of the mikvah, that's exactly that. Every mikvah is there. No, that's the difference, and that is not conscious. If the mikvah is disappearing, so it's no good. This is the Rashi asking the Shulchan Aruch, every mikvah is Zeichlin. Unless you have Amish a watertight mikvah, that the water is not going to disappear, like we have today. We have, that's better mikvah than they ever had. We have Amish a mikvah that's not Zeichlin. But there's not even more, every mikvah was Zeichlin.
Nothing going
on with itself, and you don't know what it's not Zeichlin. But today is no good. The water that's on its way out is no good.
Why is that excavation
that the Zeichlin is called the Zeichlin? Were better. It's also not like we have today. They had a lot of rocks also. The water is going to go in between the rocks. Ultimately, the whole water is opening. Okay. So the better mikvahs were almost as good as that. But most of the mikvahs, 90% of the mikvahs, is Mana Talma, were all Zeichlin. So what's going on? But the Rashi says in the Tshuva that's quoted in the Chav and Yeredeya that it's only possible if it's Tchila HaMikeres. Only if it's conspicuous, if it's noticeable. If it's not noticeable, so it's not possible. But then you have a machlokes achronis, what degree of niker, how much of a niker do you have to have? So the Rosh HaShulchan is always known as a nekel. And the Marsham, no, the figure nekel. Yeah. So they are very nekel on this. They say, tefillah nikeres means, the mamish, you see the water is rolling down the mountain. Mamish all rolling away. I have a mikvah, let's say, have a mikvah and the flood is out, and I see the water going down. As I stand there for 5 minutes, I see the water level went down an inch or half an inch or something. So that's chilah mikeres. But what happens, let's say, if I stand there for 5 minutes, I don't see the water going down. But it is going down, just that I can't notice it. So how will I notice that the water is going down? So they said, let's say I put a mark. I put a pencil mark or I put a piece of tape on the side of the mikvah. I come back 24 hours later and I see the water has gone down an inch below the place where it was before. So the HaShulchan and Masham hold that that's not called Chila HaMikeres. That's Eina Mikeres. It's only Mikeres if you stand there and you can see it by standing there for a few minutes. Stand there for an hour and it's not really noticeable, that's not called Chila HaMikeres. And the Dr. Chivas and the Minkacha says over here, his father wrote the Dr. Chivas, the whole Dr. Chivas. And so the Nida Mikvot was written by the son, by Minchas Aluzon. He wrote the last one. Huh? Yes.
So he writes that my father really loved the Hagdama to the first night of Shiva, that he shouldn't always listen to what the Masham says because it's too much of a Mako. And he says over here, he really flips his lid. This one is really, this is much too much of a Kula. And he says, that's no good. So he says, if you put a piece of tape and you come back a day later and you see that it's an inch lower, that's Nika, that's Chila Nika. That's a big shaila. How do you determine? How what a type of Mishnah have to be? The Gemara, Talmud, the Pashtus is, the Mikvahs were not at all so watertight. So there was only three shem, it was a big puddle. The puddle was always going to sink in the ground. Had the other Mikvahs. They didn't have any puddle in the sea, they had a Mikvah in the sun. But all the Mikvahs that they had. That's stone, with shit, and the whole thing.
You want to use it for capable?
They could. She wants you to do that too. But the Mishnah is in the clothes, so we're talking about puddles in the middle of the ship. So the pastor says from all the Gemara, the pastor says like the Ocha Shulchan, like the Masham. That those are the Miklos that they used to have with Mara Gemara. And then he talks to Mar Machma, like the Dakar Shulchan with Mara Gemara. That's a Shem. There's a big Machlekes. This we usually go to every year. So there's a big Machlekes in the other day, and Mechabad and Amor have three sheikers. What if I have, let's say, a Mikvah like this, and it's very deep, and I have not 40 stores, I have 150 stores, and the whole thing. So really, you only need 40. Up to here would have been good enough, but I have so much more. And then I have a big hole over here, and the water is gushing out. I stand on the side, I see Chila HaMikaret. I see all the water is gushing out. But the water is only gushing out, it's only going to gush through here. Let's say the level of the water is over here. And after a couple of hours, it's very clear to me that it's going to be over here. The level of the water is going to go down. Mom is gushing, it's Chila HaMikaret. So this is called Zeichon Anan. So the other day there are three sheep. So the Mechaba says the bottom part of the mikvah is good because that's going to stay there. That's not Tchila Niger. There's sheepage over there also, but that's Tchila Shein Niger. And the top part is no good for a Tchila because that's Tchila Honey Carrot. That's no good. There are more rights not so. There are more rights in the Iker Adin, even the top part is good. You need to be terrible over here. You don't have to be machna to be terrible with the dishes or the body, whatever, all in the bottom. He says, Iker Adin, even the top part is good, but he says you should be machna that even the bottom part is no good. You should be machna the Hatzila, like the other sheetahs, there are three sheetahs. He says you should be machna against the Mechaba. Mechaba says the top part is no good, the bottom part is good. Ramon says, no, Iker Adin, even the top part is good, but you should be machna the Hatzila like the third sheetah, but the whole mikveh is one big mikveh, and the mikveh has a tchila hanikeres in it, so the whole mikveh is no good. This is often a common problem in the mikveh of the Kelim. If you have a Kelim mikveh, and they have the water coming in over here, you have the faucet going, they have the water running, as you're being table Kelim, and the water is flowing out over here. So the water level is all the way up till here. And you know that it's going to be, and you're totally Kelim, you know that the water is going to be flowing out over here. Very clear that the top inch of water, sometimes they leave the water, the faucet running on the left side, and the water is filling up above the level over here, and it's flowing out. So you have a tchila and a keres on top. So the Ramah says, well, have tchila, you're not allowed to be table keres even below that level, not only above that level. He says, but yeah, if you be table even above, it will be good. Because the bottom part of the mikveh, the kasha mikveh, is not left, and the top part is mechubah to the bottom part. So the top part is kosher, the Torah is chibur in the kvot. The Mechal and Ramah quote three sheetahs in Rishonim. All three sheetahs are quoted in Rishonim. But that is the here. Sometimes the people, a lot of times people violate that in the Kelim Mikvah. They violate the Din L'Chatzchila of the Ramah. There is a Din in the Chumash that fruits and vegetables that are still Mekubel L'Karka are not Mekabel Tumim. They're not Mekabel Hechsher either. If it rains on the thing that's growing on the tree, that's not called Hechsher Zrona. It has to dock the rain on the thing after it's detached from the tree. What kind of a din is this that Mechubel HaKarka is not Mechabel Tumah and it's not Mechabel Hechsher? So the Pashup Shat is that one could say that it's a Gzeres HaKarka B'Yomah. Mechubel is not Mechabel Tumah, it's not Mechabel Hechsher. Or perhaps one can say no, that it's a little more than Gzeres HaKarka. Maybe what it means is that calls mom that it's Mechubel HaKarka, it's not called Eichlin. Maybe it has a shat with the other din, that you cannot be Mafish Tumah Semaish as well as Mechubel HaKarka. So maybe there's a similar din. That calls man that the parents are Mechubel HaKarka, it's not called Red Achil HaSodom. It's not Red Achil HaSodom, it's not Plashas Tumas and Maisers. And the male is not Mechubel Tumas. Michael Behem is not Mechubel Tumas, only Michael Lodom. It's Negev to a din, that you cannot make Schach from a Dovah HaMechubel Tumas. So Schach, you have to have three conditions. It has to be Gedul HaKarka, it has to be Tolish, it has to be Dovah Shein HaMechubel Tumas. So if it's only with Michael Lodom, then it's Red Achil HaSodom, so it's no good for Schach. But it goes to Shulchan Aruch. What if it's Red Achil HaSodom?
You have grass, a little grass that the behemoths would eat, the cows would eat straw. But it's not Michael Lordham. So it said the same. He said that's kosher for chakra, it's not a kabbalah. So maybe the halacha says that whatever is mechubal of karka, since people don't eat it while it's mechubal of karka. Normal people don't. I mean, there is a possibility. You can nibble, you can walk over and eat an apple while it's still attached to the tree. The Gemara and Rashi talk about it. The Gemara and Rashi talk about such a thing. The guy cutters while it's still attached to the, without doing fear of it, he cutters while it's attached to it. Okay, there is such a possibility. But under normal circumstances, people usually don't do that, so maybe that's what the Torah says. That oichel that's mechubal of karka is neither mechubal of karka nor the Kabbal Heksha, nor Roy Lahaprosh's Trumas and Maisers, because it's not called Michael Oda. If that's the Pshat, maybe we can understand the Gemara in Beitza also like that. The Gemara says in Beitza that if on Shabbos or Yom Tov, I have a Goyish neighbor who's very friendly with me and he rips off some bananas or some apples from his tree and he gives it to me as a present, the Gemara says that it's Muktzah. Why is it Muktzah? Why exactly is it Muktzah? These malakas pay with. Why is it mixed on Shabbos Yom Tov? Yeah. Why wasn't it enough for us? If you say with this parallel to this dinim, you should assume that these are not local dinim, that this is one big sarashover. Mchub is not mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel hechsher, it's not real hafashu trumas mice, even b'di eved. Maybe that's the pshat, that Paris and mchub al-karka is not called eichel. Maybe it's not called eichel, so maybe that's why it's needed as kafir, that it wasn't called eichel at all, bein ashmash. Otherwise, it's just muktzah machmas iser, that you're not allowed to be koitzer, but the goy can be koitzer. So there's no muktzah machmas iser by a goy. No, not a goy could come along. This wood belongs to a goy. The field belongs to the goy. But a goy, look, it's not shaykh to say muktzah machmas iser. Let's say you have Paris on the ocean. The Paris on the ocean are not also mitam muktzah. That's also very shenayalavi etmosh. The Tosfos says, why not say Teres HaNoshim HaMigdis Katzoyser? They say, no, but it's only to Litlash. It's only to fall down. If the Teres HaNoshim are only to fall down by themselves, so there's no Migdis Katzoy, the Goy, even if it's Mechubal HaKach, is also. He can cut off the tree whenever he wants. So what does he plan? We know he plans to harvest his field on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So let's say that it's not Muktzah. So it is not so. It always is Muktzah. Arm's going to fall off by itself. Not going to fall off by itself, then you say Migdis Katzoy. So maybe that's the reason why, that a Dov HaMechubal HaKach is by definition not called Eichel. So it's called Merlot Gomer. Maybe it's called Tukan Nan Eichel and made into an Eichel. Right. While it was Mukhuba the Karkas, Mukhuba the Karkas, and then when it's detached now, it became Eichel. So now it's Merlot Gomer. I took a Nan Eichel and I made it into Eichel. Some of the tiny bits that would have grown on Shabbos would be bottle and the rest, no? Whatever would grow is never some of them. Some of that would be bottle and the rest. I think Taisa says that. Taisa says that. He says that. Why do I say Teres HaNoshim on the Yotza? Because of Xerish and the Alavit, which say that a little bit grew on Shabbos and it should be Muktzah Machmas Merlot. Taisa says that it will be bottle and the rest. I think Taisa and Beitza says that. I'll give him an hour. The pasuk at the very end of the parsha.
You said maybe
there's a Muslim
because
you know
the
doctor, because they can't take him off. Yeah, but what if it's owned by an operator? It's in his bond. Maybe I don't have the doctor, but the owner has doctor. Why should I have doctor? I don't have doctor. Let's say you have food in your kitchen, and you bring it to me on Yom Tov. I didn't have doctor on your food. As long as the Bible had doctor. So it's not Muslim. But if the guy has something, the guy committed to being called Shabbos in Yom Tov, he has no history in office. So why should it be considered Muktzah? We're saying that. Why should it be considered Muktzah? They work on it. They work hard on that problem. Why should we can have nothing in our capital? Why should it constitute Muktzah? So this is one suggestion that we had, and maybe it's based on the parallel to Luke's Sukkim, that Dovah HaMechubal HaKarka doesn't have a Shem Erechel at all. So it's like Muktzah Machmas Gufa calls Mamel HaMechubal HaKarka, doesn't have a Shem Erechel. And then it became an Erechel in the middle of Shabbos, and then I said, Migdis Katzoy. I say, Migdis Katzoy Ben Ashmash, this is Katzoy Likuligan. Pasuk at the very end of Shmini says, "Lahavdil ben Atamei ben Atohar." The Rashi quotes from the Torah Kehanim. So, "Lahavdil ben Chamor leToro." The Torah tells you be careful only to eat a cow, not to eat a donkey, not to eat a horse. Of course, "Lahavdil ben Atamei ben Atohar." Be careful. What do you have to be so careful? They're two different animals. It doesn't mean that. "Balok famu for Rosh Hashanah." So, what does it mean, "Ben Atamei ben Atohar"? It means, "No, ben Atamei lachem ben Atohar lachem." We're talking about cow and cow that I shechted. The Rashi quotes in the Torah, "Ela Saint Melech Olatay Elohim Benishchad Chetzi Sholkono Benishchad Ruboy. If you only shech Chetzi Sholkono, so it's not a good shtita. If you shech Rubi Sholkono, then it is a good shtita. And then the Torah Kohanim continues. Rashi doesn't quote the whole thing. The Torah Kohanim continues. Kama ben chetzi ol ruboy. And what's the difference? It says kechul tasayru. It's a mashu who's different. So the other day there's a machlokes tacharon whether we pass them like this or not. Maybe there's a chumah in the rabbanon that you need to ask a rov that sneaker lo inayim. Shchitam of farah tigmar hashloshim. It should be very obvious that it's a rov. If it's only a difference between slightly more 50.01 of the circumference of the corner was nishkat. So it's just a mashu, just a kutasar. So maybe the rabbanon is not good. Maybe you need to ask that it should be nika. But the Bali Mutzer used to say in Europe, we used to have a professor used to teach in this university. So he left. Professor Greenberg, he was in Riverdale. He used to say all the beautiful Mutzer, Kodim Shasara, before he left the phone. He used to say all the Mutzer that the Bali Mutzer used to say in Europe, that Ein Ben Gehenim, this is not a medrash, I think it's not a medrash, I think it's from the Bali Mutzer. Ein Ben Gehenim, the Gan Eden, and the Kut HaSar Bolvan. That the wall separating between Gehenim and Gan Eden is a very thin wall. Only Kut HaSara. Like this, based on this Perek Kahan that Rashi quote. What is the Kavanah of this verse from the Bali Mutzer? That two people do the exact same thing. And one guy says, Kishon Rache Hashem Tzadik Miyokhu Vama Fosh Mikosh Levom. The Pasuk says with that in Hoshea. The last Pasuk in Hoshea thing. And the Gemara in Nod is Ashab Gimel, Tanat and Apasuk, Moshe Lashmei Ben Yom, Shetol Yitzis Chayem. Two people are reading the Kod. The Pasuk exactly the same, but there's a slight Chut HaShari difference between this one and that one. That he eats the Achil Agatha, he eats the not Achil Agatha. So the Gemara says, he's a Tzadik and he's a Rasha. So here the Bali Mutzer used to say the same thing. The difference between Gehenna and Gan Eden is only a Chut HaShari. The exact same. He does the tarifnism, he does the tarifnism, but there's one slight hole off, one kutasayr off, so this guy's going to burn in Gehenna, the other guy's going to go to Gan Eden. That's what the Torah Kohanim says over here. That the chiluk between Yishchat Chetzi and Yishchat Rubai is only a kutasayr. Doesn't have to be more than that. There's one mashal more, it can be an aver, right? The aver, the mitzvah becomes an aver. Kishon Dachi Hashem, the mitzvah is turned into an aver. Okay, Shmini is already lots and lots of halacha. I just scratched the surface.